This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. Cold air blasted across the state this week. We'll have more from the state climatologist for Iowa, Dr. Justin Glisson, right after this.
Wherever you find WorkSmart, you'll find producers saving money. WorkSmart is the innovative line of credit from Farm Credit Services of America. Along with its competitive interest rates and farmer-friendly terms, WorkSmart delivers interest savings, cash back dividends, and cash rewards, too. Add them all up and the savings can be significant. Terms apply. Visit FCSAmerica.com and see how much you can save. Or call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
After some warmer temperatures, a blast of cold wind hit the state. It seems that the switch to winter may be upon us already, as those cold temperatures are projected to stick around for a while. Fortunately, it looks like the precipitation will stick around as well. Justin Glisson, state climatologist for Iowa, said the Iowa Drought Monitor has seen some improvement.
We had a reduction in that D2 category across western and northwestern Iowa. We had anywhere from 2 to 4 inches of rainfall in western Iowa over the reporting period. So we pulled back in improved conditions, a 10% reduction in D2, a little bit of D1 removal. So overall, status quo on the rest of the map for the state, but good improvement in western Iowa.
With those cold temperatures sticking around, Glisson said that now is probably the time to bust out the winter jacket if you've been waiting to pull that out of the closet.
If we look at the outlooks, we are trending colder than average over the next 6 to 10 and 8 to 14 days, so up to 2 weeks from now. There is some semblance of some systems coming through with a wetter look in those outlooks as well, but nothing significant that we're seeing at least right now. Looking like more of a southern system across Missouri and more of the lower part of the Midwest getting into Thanksgiving. So nothing appreciable that we're seeing in the outlooks. In fact, small chances of some rainfall across the state. But I think the real headline there is we've turned cold and we should remain cold for the next week or two.
For Money Matters here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.